Robinhood Radio presents Your Health with osteopathic physician Dr. Kim Tripp, a show presented monthly on Robinhood Radio, discussing the challenges faced and the solutions that are available for keeping vital health and well-being throughout our lives. And now, here's Dr. Tripp.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp, osteopathic physician. This is the 12th show in our series to bring you vital information and discussion of all sorts of health issues on your mind and in your life from the unique perspective of traditional osteopathic medicine. So first, let's clarify what osteopathic medicine means for our new listeners. Osteopathic medicine is practiced by fully licensed physicians in the U.S. with a DO degree, a Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine degree. Our practice is based on the essential relationship in all living things between structure and function. In other words, the natural interdependence between anatomy and physiology, or between the physics of the body and its chemistry. As osteopathic physicians, we use our comprehensive and precisely detailed knowledge of anatomy and physiology to promote health and healing in our patients. We work gently with our hands to help your body restore optimal function based on optimal structure. Our medical specialty is therefore called osteopathic manual medicine. We receive uniquely in-depth training in anatomy and physiology and their relationship within your body in the context of a full physician's medical training. Only U.S.-trained osteopaths are fully licensed physicians and have all of the current medical pharmacopoeia, nutritional science, and full medical training at our disposal. This means that your individual treatment may include a wide range of approaches, but will always be founded on our gentle hands-on work. We practice from the unique perspective of first looking for the health in our patients, rather than merely finding illness and disease. Our practice has been especially effective for, but not limited to, musculoskeletal and other structural issues, as well as chronic headache, gastrointestinal problems, post-concussion syndrome, sleep disturbance, allergies, and many, many other health issues. We work together with you, the patient, to help you build health and vitality in your body, mind, and spirit as the solution for health problems, rather than only treating the disease symptoms. So in the radio show, we tackle health issues from this point of view. What can we do to help you build your health and vitality in order to prevent and heal injuries and disease? And we do that by giving you some basic information about the problem to help you understand what's happening, as well as offer solutions and guidance for helping yourself to heal and stay healthy based on our clinical experience with patients in our practice. And before we get started on today's topic, let me just remind you that you can listen to all of our prior Your Health shows online at your convenience, such as the shows on back pain, nutrition, carpal tunnel, etc., by going to Robinhood Radio's website, then the on-demand section, then scroll down and select the Your Health shows. Then you can click the individual show by topic. We love modern technology when it works, right? Today's topic is knee pain, which is kind of complicated. So hold on to your hats and remember to take advantage of the podcast to go back if something gets a little complicated on the first go-round. We have two knees, but even if only one is painful, it can be very debilitating. Last time, we talked about hip pain, and the two are totally interrelated. Hip problems can lead to knee pain and vice versa. And like hip pain, there are many diverse causes of knee pain. In fact, you'll hear today about very analogous issues and anatomy as relates to knee pain, as we discussed last time for hip pain. Just a reminder that the body works as one integrated system, and each entire lower extremity is itself an integral functional unit from hips to toes. That said, the knee is one of the most complex joints in the body. So to understand the possible causes and how to relieve knee pain, we have to understand a bit more about the structure of the knee itself. So how does a knee work? As I just said, it's one of the most complex and extraordinary joints in the body. It is the joint between the large thigh bone, called the femur, and the two lower leg bones. The larger central bone, the tibia, which is our shin bone, and the smaller outer fibula that runs along the outer side of the tibia for its whole length. And all of that with the patella, our little kneecap, sitting in front of the joint like a little shield. In between and around these bones are a complex set of smooth cartilages and bursae, which are little fluid-filled pillows, that allow the bones and tendons to glide over each other. Surrounding and passing through the joint are a complex set of ligaments, like flexible straps, that guide and limit the motion of the knee and help keep the bones in place in the joint capsule. The knee joint capsule is a layer of tough cartilage that surrounds and contains much of the knee. Inside it is something called a synovial membrane that secretes a thick fluid that helps keep the knee moving freely. There are numerous muscles that attach to different places on the knee, muscles that make it possible for us to bend our knee and to hold it stable while we stand, walk, run, jump, bike, ski, climb up and down stairs and ladders, and do all of the things that require motion, balance, and stability in our legs. So you see, there are many different components to the knee, and any one of them can become strained, injured, or irritated and cause varying degrees of pain. Let's think a little about how our knee actually is made to move. The hamstring muscles, which are the large muscles that run down the back of the thigh, flex or bend the knee. The quadriceps muscles, the large muscles that make up the front of our thigh, extend or straighten the knee. The knee is also stabilized by other thigh and calf muscles that attach to the area of the knee joint. And here's your little anatomy trivia fact of the day to amuse and astound your friends. There is a specific little muscle at the back of the knee, called the popliteus muscle, that helps the knee joint to bend without sacrificing stability. Now let's spend just a little more time understanding exactly what some of the key components are that commonly cause pain in the knee. You are likely to have heard of some of these, but it's important to accurately know how they work in order to understand what causes the pain and how to relieve it. So let's first talk about what the main ligaments of the knee are, those flexible straps. There are two pairs of ligaments. Ligaments, of course, are tissue that connects bone to bone. And these two pairs of ligaments guide and stabilize the knee in its motions. One set spans the two outer sides of the joint, and they're called the collateral ligaments, one of which is on the inside of the thigh, called the medial collateral ligament, and the other, which is on the outside of the thigh, called the lateral collateral ligament. The collateral ligaments span both sides of the knee, from the tibia to the femur, and they're key in stabilizing the knee through its range of motion and flexing and extending. The other pair of ligaments actually cross over each other through the inside of the joint itself. Therefore, they are called the cruciate ligaments, actually called the anterior and posterior cruciate ligaments, because they're named for whether they attach to the front, or the anterior, or the back, or the posterior, of the tibia, or shin bone, before they cross over each other in an X through the middle of the joint and attach to the femur. The cruciate ligaments are key in stabilizing the knee, so the tibia does not slide too forward or too backward on the femur and vice versa. Then there are the menisci. What are those infamous menisci? Each knee has two little, roughly semicircular discs of smooth cartilage that sit between the thigh bone and the tibia, and which allow that lower leg bone to flex and extend to bend backward and forward on the thigh bone smoothly without rubbing bone on bone. These are called the menisci, or meniscus for a singular one. There is a medial meniscus closer to the inner thigh and a lateral meniscus closer to the outer thigh. The medial meniscus is actually attached to that medial collateral ligament. Remember the strap-like tissue on the inner side? Making it more vulnerable to injury if that medial collateral ligament is strained or torn, because they're connected. So then what actually causes my knee pain? Enough of all this anatomy, for heaven's sake. Well, that's a lot of anatomy to potentially get strained and injured, and therefore, there are many, 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 many causes of knee pain. The most common causes of adult knee pain are similar to those of our hips. In other words, in general, muscle or ligament strains, tendinitis, which is inflammation of the muscle tendons, bursitis, which is inflammation of one or more of the little bursa pads, osteoarthritis, that kind of arthritis that commonly develops from wear and tear on the joints as we age, and, unlike in our hips, injuries to the menisci. They are the sources of the infamous torn meniscus injury, most commonly of the medial meniscus, the one on the inner side of the knee. That's because the medial meniscus, remember, attaches to that medial collateral ligament, sometimes called the MCL, which stabilizes the inner side of the knee. So if that ligament tears, it can be accompanied by a tear or strain of the medial meniscus. There are also, of course, more unusual and serious causes of knee pain like infections and fractures. Always have persistent knee pain examined by a physician. So let's tackle these usual causes in a little more detail now. Muscle, tendon, or ligament strains are quite common in the knee. Just as with the hip, there are more than 20 different muscles that involve the knee, plus all of their tendons and a host of ligaments directly involved in moving and stabilizing that knee joint as we walk, run, jump, stand, and change positions. And there are many, many more that are indirectly involved. Any one of those muscles, tendons, or ligaments can be strained or torn when we overdo it with sports, lifting, climbing up and down stairs, stopping and starting suddenly in running or walking, or when we move suddenly after sitting or standing, especially if we twist. We usually strain a small set of muscles or ligament involved in a particular movement in the knee, but there are infinite possibilities for how we can strain our knee muscles and ligaments, which is one reason why persistent pain makes it sensible to be examined by a physician. Common muscle strains that can cause knee pain include strains of the quadriceps or hamstrings in our thighs, or the gastrocnemius, soleus, peroneus, or tibialis muscles in our calves. Common ligament strains of the knee include tearing that anterior cruciate ligament, the ACL. This is common in twisting injuries or during sudden starts and stops, such as in contact sports or skiing. Less common as a posterior cruciate ligament injury, a PCL tear. An injury to the posterior cruciate ligament requires a powerful force. A common cause of PCL injury is a bent knee hitting a dashboard in a car accident or a football player falling on a knee that is bent. A medial collateral ligament sprain, MCL for short, is usually caused one of two ways. In contact sports such as football and soccer, the MCL can be damaged when an opponent slams forcefully into the outside of the knee, which then translates to too much force against that medial band of ligament, so it tears. The MCL can also be damaged if an individual's foot becomes caught in the ground and he or she tries to turn to the side, away from the planted leg. Ouch, that sounds terrible. A lateral collateral ligament, or LCL sprain, is less common than an MCL sprain, but in collision sports such as football and soccer, again, the LCL can be damaged when an opponent applies force to the inside aspect of the knee. Then there are meniscal tears. The two menisci that line the joint make it possible for the thigh and shin bones to glide on each other. Over time, these little smooth cartilages can become worn and roughened, or can be torn by a sudden impact or twisting injury, again, especially in the case of the medial meniscus. We all generally have slight tears and flaws in our menisci by the time we reach middle age, but these are rarely problematic in and of themselves. However, if a large flap of torn meniscal tissue becomes caught in the movement of the joint, it can be extremely painful and may require intervention to resolve. There is also a well-known injury involving the medial meniscus called the unhappy triad or the terrible triad. It refers to three common knee injuries occurring simultaneously. This includes tearing of the anterior cruciate ligament, the ACL, tearing of the medial collateral ligament, the MCL, and that medial meniscus. Knee trauma can result in any combination of the three, with the ACL being the most traumatic. It is most often found when a leg has been planted or caught in one place, followed by an impact with twisting, such as during contact sports, skiing, or motor vehicle accidents. The injured person with the terrible triad will feel a strong sense of instability in the knee and extreme pain and may hear popping sounds. It often requires surgical intervention in order to heal. Then there are bursitis and tendonitis. The bursae, those small jelly-like sacs that are located throughout the body, including around the shoulder, elbow, hip, knee, and heel, contain a small amount of fluid and float between bones and other soft tissues, acting as cushions to help reduce friction and improve the tissue's ability to slide one over the other. Bursitis is inflammation of a bursa. There are numerous bursae in the knee that can become irritated and inflamed, generally due to overuse or a new kind of demand, as in the case of our favorite weekend warrior athletes. And the pain tends to be a burning pain made worse by using the knee. The area is generally tender to the touch as well. Tendons are the connective tissue slips that connect muscles to the bones they move. Like bursa, they can become irritated and inflamed, also usually due to overuse or sudden use at a new level of demand. And they hurt. Knee tendonitis can occur in any of the tendons that attach the surrounding muscles to the knee joint. The pain tends to be a burning pain that grabs sharply when we use the knee, and it can also be tender to the touch, depending on exactly which tendons are affected. Then there's osteoarthritis, or OA for short. Arthritis means inflammation and or irritation of a joint. Arth, relating to joint, and itis, meaning inflammation of. Osteoarthritis is the arthritis that generally comes on gradually with age. It's due to gradual loss of the cushioning tissues and joint space in a joint, and or accumulation of bony deposits in and around the joint that limit its motion and thus irritate the joint tissues, all leading to inflammation and pain. Osteoarthritis can occur in any joint, and knees are common joints for development of OA as we age. Knee osteoarthritis pain is typically a dull ache, often worse at night, and any time after increased or prolonged use of the knee. And unlike bursitis and tendonitis, it is not generally tender to the touch. Factors that may increase your risk of developing knee pain due to these most common causes include some kinds of exercise. Activities and sports that place a lot of stress on your knees, like football, biking, running, tennis, soccer, and hockey, can contribute to development of knee pain, through chronic muscle strain, bursitis, tendonitis, and or osteoarthritis. Occupations that require a great deal of stair work or working on uneven surfaces or slopes, such as roofing and some other construction occupations, or that require long hours of standing. A sedentary lifestyle that leads to deconditioning of the supportive muscles of the thighs, legs, hips, back, and core, so that daily activities place more strain on the knee joints themselves. Age. Knee pain from osteoarthritis is most common from 60 years old on. And obesity. Excess pounds put extra stress on all our joints with every step in activity. So how do we treat knee pain? For muscle strains, heat and rest with gentle mobilizing of the particular muscle affected and a gradual return to usual activities. For meniscal tears, ligament strains, bursitis, and tendonitis, use ice over the affected area and rest. For osteoarthritis, rest the joint, use alternating heat and ice, try an anti-inflammatory diet, and use gentle mobilizing exercises. In extreme cases of serious ligament or meniscal tears, reparative surgery will likely be needed. In extreme cases of osteoarthritis or other extreme degenerative disease of the knee joint itself that leave the joint irreparably compromised, joint replacement surgery can be a useful approach. But do keep in mind that knee replacement surgery is a much more complex and risky surgery than hip replacement surgery, usually with a longer and more painful recovery period as well. So it should never be undertaken lightly. And osteopathic treatment is an excellent approach to help all of these problems, to alleviate pain, to heal and prevent them, because it addresses the root structural and anatomical causes that led to the development of the knee pain in the first place. A good osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine can be especially helpful for knee pain. How can the gentle hands-on work of this osteopathic physician help with knee pain? An osteopathic physician who is a specialist in osteopathic manual medicine knows how to work gently, precisely, and in great detail with the intricate and extraordinary structure of your knees, hips, legs, pelvis, low back, and trunk, working with those bones, muscles, ligaments, menisci, tendons, bursae, and fascias to relieve inflammation and pain, improve the range of motion of the bones and muscles, optimize circulation and lymphatic drainage, and help your body restore your knee joints and all the associated tissues to optimal structure and function, thereby not only helping to relieve the knee pain, but also help to prevent it in the first place. In addition to regular osteopathic treatment for your knees, here are some important tips for maintaining good knee health and avoiding chronic knee pain. Always gently stretch your back, hips, and legs, including your hamstring muscles at the backs of your thighs and your quads at the front of your thighs, your core and back muscles before and after exercise or other strenuous physical activity. Keep fit and active. Engage in regular exercises for strength and flexibility of the hips, knees, legs, and back, but do it without straining. Avoid overly sedentary habits. Try to change positions frequently in all your endeavors. Maintain proper nutrition and diet to maintain appropriate body weight. Stay well hydrated to keep tissues flexible and healthy. So to review, this was a lot of material today. Knee pain can come on at any stage of life. The usual causes of otherwise healthy adult knee pain are muscle, meniscus, or ligament strains and tears, bursitis, tendonitis, or osteoarthritis. There are less common and more medically serious causes of knee pain, so persistent knee pain should always be examined by a physician. You can treat muscle strains with heat and rest, ligament and meniscal strains, and bursitis and tendonitis with ice and rest, osteoarthritis with alternating heat and ice and rest, and all of them with osteopathic treatment. You may need reparative surgery for serious ligament or meniscal tears of the knee. And osteopathy, as practiced by osteopathic physicians who are specialists in osteopathic manual medicine, can relieve initial pain and symptoms and make a real difference in helping to optimize structure and function in the knees, and therefore in resolving, healing, and preventing knee pain issues with gentle, precise, hands-on work. Woo! Well, that's all we have time for today. Thanks so much for your attention to Your Health with Dr. Kim Tripp. Remember, you can email your comments and suggestions for topics to yourhealth@robinhoodradio.com. If you have a health issue yourself and would like to find out about how we might be able to help you in our practice of traditional osteopathy, we are at our office in Sharon, Connecticut. Dr. Kim Tripp and Dr. Andrew Goldman, Goldman Tripp Osteopathic Healthcare, 860-364-5990, Monday through Friday, 8:45 a.m. to 5 p.m., or on the web at www.goldmantripp.net. Meanwhile, I'll be looking forward to being with you next time. Take care of yourself, enjoy your health, and thank you for listening.